Chewbacca growled something as they came up to him.
She wished to see the village's structure,
Rara told him.
We are now ready to go.
Chewbacca gave another growl of displeasure, but returned his bowcaster to his shoulder and strode off without further comment toward a repulsor sled parked at the side of the road, perhaps 20 meters away. Rara and Leia followed, with Salporin bringing up the rear. The houses and other buildings began right at the edge of the matted branches, Leia had already noted, without anything more substantial than a few twisted kashi vines between them and empty space. Rara had implied that the homes clinging to the trees themselves were the more prestigious ones. Perhaps those here at the edge belonged to the upper middle class. Idly, she looked at the nearest of them, glancing into the windows as they passed. A face moved into view in the shadows behind one of them, catching her eye.
Chewie!
She gasped. Even as her hand darted for her blaster, the face vanished. But there was no mistaking those bulging eyes and protruding jaw and steel-gray skin. Chewbacca was at her side in an instant, bowcaster in hand.
One of those creatures who attacked us on Bimisari is in there,
she told him, reaching out with all the Jedi sense she could muster.
Nothing. At that window, she added, pointing with her blaster. He was right there.
Chewbacca barked an order, sliding his massive bulk between Leia and the house and easing her slowly backwards, his bowcaster weaving back and forth across the structure in a covering pattern. Rara and Salporin were already at the house, each carrying a pair of wicked-looking knives they'd pulled from somewhere. They took up flanking positions beside the front door, and with a brilliant flash from his bowcaster, Chewbacca shot the door in. From somewhere in toward the center of the village, someone roared, a long, ululating Wookiee howl of anger or alarm that seemed to echo from the buildings and massive trees. Even before Rara and Salporin had disappeared into the house, the howl was being taken up by other voices, rising in number and volume until it seemed as if half the village had joined in. Leia found herself pressing against Chewbacca's hairy back, wincing at the sheer ferocity in that call, and flashing back to the Bimisari marketplace reacting to her jewelry theft. Except that these weren't funny little yellow-clad Bims. They were giant, violently strong Wookiees. A large crowd had begun to form by the time Rara and Salporin emerged from the house, a crowd that Chewbacca paid no more attention to than he had the howling as he kept his eyes and bowcaster trained on the house. The other two Wookiees also ignored the crowd, disappearing around opposite sides of the house. They reappeared seconds later, their manner that of hunters who'd come up dry.
He was there,
Leia insisted as they returned to where she and Chewbacca stood.
I saw him.
That may be true,
Rara said, slipping his knives back into the hidden sheaths behind his baldric. Salporin, his attention still back on the house, kept his own knives ready.
But we found no trace of anyone.
Leia bit at her lip, eyes flicking across the area. There were no other houses near enough for the alien to have crossed to without her and Chewbacca seeing him. No cover of any sort, for that matter, on this side of the house. On the other side, there was nothing but the edge of the village.
He went over the edge,
she realized suddenly.
He must have. Either worked his way under the village with climbing gear, or else met a craft hovering down below.
That is unlikely,
Rara said, starting past her.
Not possible. I will go down the lift car to try and discover him.
Chewbacca reached a hand out to stop him, growling a negative.
You are right,
Rara conceded, though clearly reluctantly.
Your safety, Leia Organa Solo, is the most important thing at this point. We will take you to safety first, and then make inquiries about this alien.
To safety?
Leia gazed at the house, a shiver running up her back, and wondered if there would ever again be such a thing for her as safety.